Back here on the DDC on this gorgeous Tuesday morning. Hope everybody's having a great day thus far. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. Let's head over to West End. Let's talk in with the fantastic baseball coach, Tim Corbin, affectionately known as Corbs. Tim, how we doing?
Good, D. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. You know, I hearken back to our interview with you last year before, I guess it was after the series against Arkansas, and you were, or we were just talking to you about Arkansas. That's what it was. We were talking to you about Arkansas, and I'll never forget when you said, man, that's just a different place. And you know what? It lived up to form again this past weekend.
Yeah, it is a different place, and for a lot of different reasons. But
right.
I would say that atmosphere is incredible. I mean, the people are like, I would say, a lot like the Omaha people. They love their baseball. They love the Razorbacks, obviously, and they just they come out, and it's a atmosphere you don't get to see very often. It's like a carnival, and from their game management to their PA to the music to the fan experience. And we drove up each time, and I'm telling you, D, there's a line that was about a quarter of a mile waiting to get in the stadium. This is 3 hours before we got into each game. It was,
wow,
it was incredible. So, you know, you get 13,000 people. That's a very developed part of the country now, you know, with Fayetteville and Rogers, Arkansas, with Walmart. There's a lot of corporations that are in there, much to, you know, last time we were there was 17, so it was kind of extraordinary to me how much change has taken place in Fayetteville and Rogers and Springdale. I mean, that's a whole lot bigger than you think. So, it was obviously we won. We feel good about that, but it was a special place.
Well, on your checklist of things that you'll experience, you left out wildlife, so you didn't include that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I stay in my lane when it comes to wildlife.
I would, too, if I was that fan. I would not have done what he did. Bad idea.
Yeah, wildlife can go a lot of different directions, as you know.
That's right. Well, that's a good point. So, in all seriousness, what did – by the way, it was a fantastic week, right? You had the come-from-behind win with a big ninth to push it, I think, into extras against Indiana State and get the win. In 11 innings, you had, the three-run homer on Friday night. So,
yeah.
Exciting baseball games, exciting week. So, what did that do for the mentality this time of year, having some come-from-behind wins? And also, what did a weekend like you had in Arkansas, a very, very tough environment, really good team, and taking 2 of 3 do for your team?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about wildlife, but wild baseball life really for us, because you go Tuesday into that extra inning game, and I don't think Friday happens without Tuesday. You know, it's like we don't really play that well on Tuesday from an offensive standpoint. We pitched better as the game went on, and we played some pretty good defense, played some very good defense, actually. But the way we won that game, it had to come back from a four-run deficit in the ninth and then win at the end. I truly felt like it helped us Tuesday, because you get into Tuesday and we jump out to a 5-0 lead, and then they catch up. And it's not like you think you're going to hold them down forever, because you can't. They're too good offensively. But then we just keep the game as it is, and then we win it with Enrique's home run, which was just such a good swing. It was a two-strike swing, and all he was trying to do was put the ball in play. And It was in a situation where it looked like the inning collapsed, because we had guys in second and third with no outs, and we weren't able to score them. And he gets up there with two outs, and you talk about emotional flexibility. You're going from a low to a high, or a high to a low to a high again. And I think that's where we were. But it was certainly a big win. Thomas Schultz did a great job in three innings and shutting them down at the end. So you beat Arkansas on Friday night, you're doing something. Saturday, we just didn't pitch well at all. I mean, we didn't give ourselves a chance. We played pretty well offensively again, jumped off to a good start, but we let them back into the game. And then, as you know, that the seven-inning game, because we had to finish the rain-shortened game on Sunday, which meant that Sunday's original game falls to 7 innings. And Carter Holton, the freshman from Georgia, just pitched a complete game, just kind of a unbelievable game for him and our team, and played pretty good offense there. That was the best game of all, of course, in all three phases.
Well, you literally led me to my next. I was going to ask you to tell us a little bit more about Carter Holton, mm-hmm. a freshman who pitched his tail off on Sunday in the shutout win.
Andrew Allegretta had a stat last night about what he's done in the last three games against Texas A&M. I forget the other team. It just slips me, but it shouldn't. And Arkansas. But, you know, as far as Arkansas was concerned, just being able to keep them off the scoreboard is special. But he got the leadoff outs in every inning with the exception of the last one. And we weren't really going to pitch him in the seventh, but he really deserved it. And he's just a strike thrower. He's a strike thrower with a good fastball. It's a swing and miss fastball at times. He can land the breaking ball, and he knows how to slow the ball down with a changeup. So he's a three-pitch guy. He's not that big if you look at him, but he's nimble. He's a good athlete, and he's bulldog. He just keeps coming. I mean, you can hit him, but that's not going to affect him. He's a guy who can take a punch, and I think that's the thing I like about him the most. But what he's done over the last 4 weeks has been special for our team. Brownie made an adjustment with him, and it's really helped him out. So, he was pitcher of the week this week, and he deserved it.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, head coach for the Vanderbilt Commodores. And, Corbs, I want to ask you about just the way the game has gone the last couple of years where you've got, generally speaking, and I was talking to John Hines about this for the college hockey game. It's very similar where the general college hockey team that's really good and the college baseball team is getting a little bit older because guys stay around a little bit longer. And so that makes it's got to make it tougher on some of your young, talented freshmen that we're just talking about with Holton. And then you've got a couple other guys that are now having to pitch some really key innings. Christian Little is still a really young guy. How tough is that now compared to, say, 4-8 years ago?
I'd say four. COVID did that. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, without COVID, you wouldn't have this situation right now. And I knew it was coming. I think I spoke to Buster Olney, and I said it's going to be a very dangerous situation for college baseball if they give those kids a year. I was not in favor of it, and I'm always in favor of something that allows a kid to play. But you know what? Everyone lost a year. Let's face it. Everyone lost a year no matter what they were doing. Ted Williams lost time. Willie Mays lost time. Jackie Robinson lost time. You know, they ended up serving in the war. So it was like one of those situations where if you give these kids an extra year, they're going to stunt the growth of the high school kid who's coming in, and that's exactly what's happened. Now, it's good for some of those kids, but hell, we played South Carolina, and we faced a kid named Brant Belk. He's going on age 25, and Christian Little was facing him, pitching against him. Christian Little's 18. So it's like a 6 or 7 year difference, and I don't know what your calendar says, but when a kid's 23, 24 years old, he probably should be out of college. I mean, right? We should be moving males along and not stunting their growth and keeping them in college. And I think that's where we're at. We're just a lot of old baseball players. 2019 was the last time everyone was age appropriate. Now you look at the best teams in the country and they've got 23, 24, 25-year-old kids. And those kids are typically, if they're playing professional baseball, they're in high A or double A or triple A for that matter, and some in the big leagues. So it's an older game and it makes it tough. I'll tell you what I've seen from a pitching standpoint. I've never seen as many 8, 9, and 10 pitch at bats in the college game ever at any point. And it's what it is older kids just being able to manage zone and foul balls off. And what it does is it just, you can tell the offensive scores this year in the SEC are a whole lot higher, and it's because of that. Just got older players playing.
Mm. Interesting stuff. You've got a big game tonight against Middle. You've got LSU coming up this weekend in a home series. So I know this is a difficult thing for you to talk about, Corbs, because you've got the committee is going to decide. You don't want to sound like you're lobbying, but it seems like you guys have really started to come on. You've got some big road wins against good teams. Back in position, I'm sure the team's goal is to get the highest seed possible, which would mean hosting a regional. Do you think you're there, or do you think you've got to finish strong here to make sure you nail that down?
Yeah, we just got to keep playing good baseball. I think a lot of a lot of things that the committee decides upon is certainly something that is out of our hands. So what we need to do is just play the best baseball we can, and we've played good baseball down the stretch. And I know that end-of-the-year performance is a big deal for them. That's kind of one of the one of the components of picking teams. It's how you do in conference, obviously, which our conference gives a lot of opportunity for even below 500 teams. And then RPI, certainly, out of conference, strength of schedule, which ours right now I think is 3, and just how you play down the stretch. So, tonight, as you mentioned, tonight's a really good team. These guys are road tested. I think they've won their last 8 road games, and they're certainly on a streak right now. And Jim Thoman, who I've known Jim ever since he was an assistant at North Carolina State and South Carolina for Ray Tanner, so I've recruited with him for years and recruited his son, who's going to LSU. He's done a good job with his team, and they've got a chance to win their conference. They play Southern Miss this weekend. So we both have very important games coming up this weekend, but at the same time, this game is important for Middle Tennessee State, and it's important for Vanderbilt, and we need to stay sharp. And I think for us, you want to play good games this time of year. You just want to play good people, and we're playing another good opponent tonight.
No question. Cors, as we let you go, I flipped on the TV last night. The Giants are playing the Rockies. You've got Kurt Casale, 2 home runs. Mike Yastrzemski hits a game-winning homer, or what turned out to be the game-winning homer. And you got Antoine Richardson coaching first base. So the first game I flip on, there those guys are, 3 of your guys. So a little mark in history there, doing some good things.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Those guys have really turned out well there. Yaz certainly had a good career, and Kurt, I think Kurt can hang around for as long as he wants to because he does a good job behind the plate. But I'm glad he's hitting because the bats he was using at the beginning of the year had a hole in the barrel, so he wasn't hitting.
Glad he hit a couple home runs left. He's on a roll right now, though. He is zoomed up there. He's going to get some more playing time now.
Yeah, he is. He is because they're bringing Joey Bart up now, and so that's good for Kurt to kind of mentor him. It's ironic that Yaz and Casale are together on that team too, because they've played their whole career here together. They played summer ball together up in Kituat in the Cape Cod League, and now joining hands again. So those guys have been together ever since they started here.
That's outstanding stuff. Yeah, outstanding stuff. Tim, always appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Best of luck tonight against Middle. I think first pitch is at 6 o'clock, and then you've got a big one against LSU this weekend as well. Thanks for doing this, and we will talk soon.
Yeah, good talking to you guys. Thanks always.
All right, Tim Corbin. Corbs, he is so good. Big weekend again for Vanderbilt as they are coming down the stretch of their regular season, getting ready to suit up and head to Hoover for the SEC tournament, which is just around the corner. And then we'll be talking about regionals and super regionals and the College World Series. A lot more to get to on the other side here on the DDC. ESPN 102.5 The Game.